It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, construction of the Brooklyn Bridge started 156 years ago today.
Oh, my golly. Really?
Yes.
All right.
The Brooklyn Bridge was the first fixed crossing of the East River, and it was also the longest suspension bridge in the world at the time of its opening, with a main span of just over 1,595 feet.
Holy cow.
It remained that way until 1903, when the nearby Williamsburg Bridge overtook it by just 4.5 feet.
That's 4.5 feet?
Yeah.
My gosh, I know. Imagine the disappointment.
Now, proposals for a bridge between the then separate cities of Brooklyn and New York had been suggested as early as 1800. At the time, the only travel between the two cities was by a number of ferry lines.
Hmm.
Now, a German-born engineer named John Augustus Roebling proposed building a suspension bridge over the East River in 1857. He had previously designed and constructed shorter suspension bridges, including one over the Ohio River and another near Niagara Falls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
However, he would not live to see its completion. Just before construction began in 1869, he was taking some final compass readings across the East River when his foot was crushed between some pilings and a boat, and three weeks later, he died of tetanus.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
What year were we talking about here? When was this?
1857.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A good old foot crushing.
Yes.
It'll do it for you.
So his 32-year-old son, named Washington, took over as chief engineer. However, he soon also developed a problem of his own.
Oh, no.
To build the structure's massive foundation, workers labored in something called caissons, which were sealed chambers that kept the riverbed dry and allowed for digging.
Yeah, okay.
Breathing and working deep in the caissons required compressed air, which meant workers who came up from the depths were vulnerable to what we know today as the bends.
Oh, the bends,
the
sure.
Bends.
You know where I learned about the bends?
Scuba diving.
You think I went scuba diving?
I don't know.
Watching Baywatch.
Oh.
I'm honest to goodness. The scout's honor.
See? You can learn things from Baywatch. Who knew?
I learned a lot from Baywatch.
So the bends affected him so severely that he became bedridden.
Oh, gosh.
So his wife, Emily, stepped in as the de facto chief engineer of the bridge. She spent the next 11 years helping supervise the bridge's construction, taking over much of the chief engineer's duties, including day-to-day supervision and project management.
Wow.
Yeah.
Until she died.
Well, no.
No.
Due to numerous controversies and the novelty of the design, the bridge's construction, all told, took 14 years and cost $15 million. That's more than $490 million today.
Which is still not a bad price in today's world.
Right.
That's not bad for a bridge.
Thousands of people attended the opening ceremony on May 24th, 1883, and many ships were present in the East River for the occasion. Officially, Emily Roebling was the first to cross the bridge, riding proudly in a carriage a week before its official opening. But sitting in her lap was a rooster, because that is a symbol of good luck.
So a rooster is.
Emily and the rooster were the first to cross the Brooklyn Bridge.
This is the first I'm hearing about the rooster thing being good luck. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Within 24 hours of its opening, more than 150,000 people had walked across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wow.
1 million people paid to cross the bridge in the first 6 months. It carried 8.5 million people in 1884, its first full year of operation. That same year, about a year after the bridge's opening, one of P.T. Barnum's most famous attractions, Jumbo the Elephant, led a parade of 21 elephants across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wow.
And this helped to lessen doubts about the bridge's stability while also promoting Barnum Circus.
If it's good enough for the elephants,
right. If it can hold all those elephants, it can hold all the vehicle traffic.
Got it right. Yeah.
A major tourist attraction since its opening, the Brooklyn Bridge has become an icon of New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge is a popular site for clusters of love locks, where a couple inscribes a date and their initials onto a lock they attach to the bridge and then throw the key into the water as a sign of their love. Now, this practice is illegal in New York City, so if you're thinking about doing that, you could get a $100 fine from the NYPD.
We'll come after you.
New York City DOT workers periodically remove the love locks from the bridge at a cost of $100,000 per year.
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know.
You just go
a
through
lot of
it
bolt
some
cutters. I don't know.
Yeah, but
not really sure.
Okay.
The Brooklyn Bridge is designated a National Historic Landmark, a New York City landmark, and a National Historic Civil Engineering landmark. As of 2022, an average of over 107,000 vehicles, 32,000 pedestrians, and 4,000 cyclists travel over the Brooklyn Bridge every day.
Do you know what the current toll is to cross the Brooklyn Bridge?
I don't know. Is it free?
I don't think anything's free.
I don't know.
I'm not really sure. We'll have to look that up. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Brooklyn Bridge, did you, Sarah?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to play a song by the band the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay.
We're going to play Welcome Me Love.
Okay. We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, and the Brooklyn Bridge, the name of the group, and Welcome Me Love, the name of the song. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Brooklyn Bridge, because construction started on it 156 years ago today.
There you go. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The Brooklyn Bridge was the longest suspension bridge in the world when it opened.
It was the first fixed crossing of the East River.
And 21 elephants crossed the bridge in 1884 to lessen doubts about its stability.
There you go. Big old elephants crossing the bridge.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a thing to see?
It would be a thing to see. They're part of Barnum and Bailey's circus there.
Yeah.
P.T. Barnum.
Yep.
Yeah. Folks want to learn more about the Brooklyn Bridge, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Sure. And I should point out, we did look into whether there was a charge on the Brooklyn Bridge. You are correct.
Yeah.
I will give it to you. No charge to cross by foot, by car, by elephant, whatever.
There you go. Cross as many times as you want.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You can also watch this unfold every day at 4:10 on Facebook, and then we archive the video up on our YouTube page. Go to YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You can like and subscribe there and watch all the archives of Wiki Corners to your heart's content. Have a wonderful weekend, Sarah.
You too.
Don't forget to come back on Monday, though.
Oh, I will be here.
I know you're mixed up in the days, so just count it out. One, two, Monday.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. The fresh Wiki Corner and a whole week set. Fleetwood Mac on the way. We've got that weather forecast from Josh Nichols. It's coming up next on Legends 102.7.